This is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz.
Goedemorgen and good evening, yeah. Good morning, said, yeah, all right. So, good evening and welcome.
Very confusing, I must say. These languages are amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Too many languages which we know nothing about. So anyway, the time is now 18:09, almost 18:10. And and welcome to 101.9, your really favorite station, High FM. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of October, and the year is 2018. The Jewish day today is the 24th of Tishrei, 5,779. Yes, we're reading it for quite a few years, I must say.
You got a lot of numbers there.
Huh?
You said a lot of numbers there.
I say. So it's it's the 24th day of Tishrei, 5,779. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. So, first of all, we've got with us the fifth porn star. Please welcome Sasha Star.
How are you all?
Oh, I'm all right. And how are you?
I'm good.
Well,
I'm
you good. Sound good, but last week I believe you were without a voice.
I had no voice.
No voice.
I sounded.
Oh, you know, the perfect woman. The perfect woman, I'm telling you, with no voice. Where do you get them? Where do you get the woman?
Not on radio.
Anyway, yeah. The silent treatment. You know, they say, the one guy says, my wife is giving the silent treatment. I don't know what to do. I say, shut up. She's the best. I mean, let me keep her like this. Yeah. Anyway, from the deeps of Hyde Park comes to us the gentle giant, also known as our coin and ticket memorabilia expert. Please welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. And we have a small break from the holidays. But anyway, good Yom Tov as well.
Yeah. I want to, well, Liel is not here, but I have to present him because he got knocked on his leg and he's a little bit sore. What have you done to him?
What do you mean knocked on his leg? He took off the entire... What? Sheet of glass off the table. Oh, he knocked it with his leg. Glass.
All right. So today he's going to watch the Liverpool game, I think, with his feet up. Yes?
I don't know.
I think so.
Than with his eyes closed.
Yeah, it's better than with his eyes closed.
I think his eyes were closed when he walked into the table.
From 96 Anton Drive. Running one of the most beautiful establishments called Top Cash. He's also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please say hello to Liel Rimon.
Hello, Liel.
Hello.
Yeah, let me tell you. So I'm going to talk about someone that's stuck in traffic. His name is Peter Feldman. He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. And he's not here. So say hello to Peter Feldman.
Hello, Peter. But I do bet there are some good movies opening up on Friday. So just keep a lookout, Peter.
I'm sure there's apparently... Oh, we can't talk about porn movies. Sorry. No, I don't know about any movies opening.
But you can listen to him tomorrow, so maybe we'll have the news.
Oh, anyway, so she's the lady that give me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of Cash Inn in Hyde Park. She's also a jewelry person. So if anyone needs a ring for any occasion or anything, you must contact her to 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer. Yay.
Hello, darling. And I'll be the one making the coffee for you while
she's
you're sitting with Roy.
Oh, all right. She'll make the coffee for us. I'm not going to say last but not least today because we've got with us a young, almost last. So she does for us, she places stuff on eBay and she's the young girl called Lashe Duncan.
Hello everybody.
Then last but not least. The rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
And when you come to me, I don't make coffee. We've got a mug and bean across the road.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Please.
By the way, you must remember to mention Tabo. Because without him, we are minority.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to say thank you to our technician, Tabo Scotch.
Yay, Tabo. And one last hello to Boyki listening to us from home.
Boyki?
Yeah.
Your guard at the
door. Oh, right. Boyki. His name is Boyki?
Andrew no. Boyki.
Eitan calls him Boyki.
All right. Boyki.
He's
all right.
Young all right. one.
Please don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz, or on YouTube also as Roy Peretz. Yeah.
Have you been having soda water and whiskey because you're slurring?
I don't have whiskey. Soda water, plenty.
Okay. What's your drink?
No
of
more
choice?
Water for you.
Blood. Like my wife. Like my wife, I tell you. Yeah. Blood like my wife. And what can I say? So anyway, please don't forget to like us on Facebook, as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz, or on YouTube also as Roy Peretz. You're listening from, I know you're listening from all over the world, and there's a lot of people listening to us outside South Africa, because I'm getting mail from US, Canada, South America, and Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and more. Basically, wherever you are, South Africans love listening to South African radio from all over the world. So no, we're not going to talk politics. If you're into listen to politics, we're not going to talk politics. So you can just connect to us via the internet. Just go to www.chaifm.com. Go to the podcast. Choose Wednesday. See Porn Stars Unplugged and laugh away. If you stay with us, you'll listen to Eitan talking
history.
All right, I'm not
history.
History. He's going to talk history, and Liel is not here. Like I said, Peter's not here, so I'm not going to listen to movies. But tomorrow we're going to give you the tickets that we every week gives away. We only have Eitan, and maybe Irene said she's going to shut my mouth. So let's see.
As always.
Yes. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, don't forget to listen to us tomorrow at 9 o'clock at Roy and Friends. It's going to be a very interesting show, I think. Well, I'm sure it will. So last week, we listened to the Israeli Prime Minister that again kept the world astonished. I think so. Again, showing the full force of evil, and looking at continue developing nuclear in an old factory posing as a carpet cleaning factory. Believe it or not.
Yeah. And he had props.
He had props.
Baby always props.
He had to. And the guy said no, but there was one guy there but they didn't pay attention. Apparently it was a big thing.
It's become a great meme now.
Yeah, you know, and like I said before, who else except the Mossad people is working in Iran? I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, there's so many Mossad people working there. Who else? I mean, really. And I wonder how much they earn.
Definitely not 1.50.
Yeah. So I want to tell you something before we're going to go to a nice song. I'll tell you something. I was talking to one of my listeners last week, and I asked him how long you were married. So he said like 1 year. I said to him, and how do you summarize it in one word? Come, give me a summarizing one word. He said, it's great. And in two words, my wife is listening.
Talk about listening. Liel just sent me a message to say he's listening.
Is
so
he
we
listening?
Must be nice.
All right. So, yes, we are nice. We are nice.
Not to him. We can't be.
Can't we? Why?
No. Ken, look. Ken. Tov beseder.
So today it's going to be a day where you're going to listen to the music that I really, really, really love. And from bottom of my heart, I love that. And
chosen by who?
Chosen by me. That particular one is really chosen by me.
This is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. You know, Snow White is sleeping around with 7 different men. Tarzan is working in the jungle. Tarzan is working naked in the jungle. Pinocchio lies and doesn't stop. Hansel and Gretel burning a live witch. Cinderella comes home after midnight. I mean, what a girl. Think about that. The Sleeping Beauty kisses a guy she never met. Goldilocks committed a breaking and entering into the bear's,
house.
Red Reindeer doesn't pay attention to what the mom says. And
Red Reindeer. And
with this kind of role models, how do you want your new generation to look like, guys? Really, really, between you and me, how do you want them to look like? So, here we are back. And, Eitan, what you got for us today?
Hi. So,
A quick one from history of Israel about today. In 1975, the interim agreement with Egypt for the peace agreement was approved by the Knesset. 1978, the delegation from Egypt went to New York before meeting in Camp David, and from Israel, Menachem Begin led the delegation from Israel to sign the peace agreement with Egypt.
Yeah, but that's not interesting.
Well, it's stuff that happened in Israel.
You know what's interesting? No? Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he was born today. Right. Do you know that? That's interesting. He's 37 years old.
All right.
You know, so, he's 1.95 meters tall. You know that? And according to Moshe, he joined again AC Milan.
Milan
or AC Milan?
Yeah, AC Milan. AC Milan, yeah.
Yeah, so he joined them again. So he's a Croatian, Bosnian, and Swedish.
No. His father is, I think, from Bosnia, yeah. Bosnia-Herzegovina, and his mother is Swedish.
Yeah, all right.
So you like sports. So OJ Simpson, you like him?
Yeah, he's got...
He was acquitted today in 1990.
What do you mean?
In 1995, sorry.
What happened to him?
He was acquitted from the murder of his ex-wife.
Who are you talking about?
OJ Simpson.
We're talking about Zlatan Ibrahimovic. What is killing his wife?
I ask you if you like sport. I mentioned OJ. You want sport. We'll talk sport.
No, but he was a football player. He was a football player. He wasn't a soccer player.
Who?
Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simpson.
American football.
Yeah. And now he's sitting in jail apparently, yeah?
Yeah, for something else.
Yeah,
for a civil case and apparently.
Someone stole, I think, a trophy, so he beat him to pieces.
Nothing like that. Nothing like this. Anyway, Clive Owen as well. He's 53 years old. He was born 1964. Younger than me. Ooh. Well, you know what? In 1430, let me tell you something about Jewish people. Look how much they love us. In 1430, we were expelled from Bohemia. We were expelled.
From where?
Ige Bohemia. And then, yeah, I promise you, believe it or not. Yeah,
Bohemia is Czechoslovakia today.
Yes. Yes. They were expelled from there. I mean, in 1430, they already knew you. Really? I mean, Moshe Kemp, they said,
in 1492, you went out.
We are the only group that's for so long have the same image, same religion.
You know, today, in 1863, Lincoln designates last Tuesday in November to be a Thanksgiving Day. Today, he did that. In 1863. Believe it. Bloomingdale department store in New York opens today in 1872.
Wow.
Do you believe that? And they're still around.
And it's a family thing.
Say again?
It's a family business.
So, J.S. Truman patent the motor-driven vacuum cleaner today in 1899.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought Hoover. I thought Hoover was a... But anyway. I thought so. And 1904...
Electrolux.
Electrolux, yeah, all right.
Nothing sucks like Electrolux.
Yes. And 1904, France and Spain signed treaty for Morocco independence. Today, 1904. Oh, let me tell you something. That's really a piece of Jewish history. Not a good history, bad history. So in 1908, the newspaper Pravda founded. It was founded by Leon Trotsky, Adolf Joffe, Matev Skolbev, whatever his name is, and other Russian exiles in Vienna. Now, Pravda in Russian is the truth. Well, this magazine, let me tell you, says nothing but the truth. No, the truth is they say no truth. I mean, to be the national newspaper of the communism, there's really, I mean, you can quote me. Truth is the furthest thing from
nothing
the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Yeah. No, nothing but the, no, no. So help me God, yeah.
But Pravda exists truth today.
Pravda is truth, eh? And it's existing today. So let me tell you Pravda. So the guy Leon Trotsky was never Leon Trotsky. His real name was Davidovich Bernstein. Lev Davidovich Bernstein, a Jewish guy. And he was a Marxist. And he was a revolutionary guy. And he was a Marxist. And he was a theorist. And a Soviet politician. And he was the founder and the first leader of the Red Army, believe it or not. They had a fell out with Joseph Stalin and became exiled overseas. Was eventually tracked to Mexico, where he was assassinated using an ice pick. And it wasn't me. So he was born in November 7, 1879, in Ukraine, and he died at age of 60, August 21st, 1940. What more can we say? So 1918, Boris becomes king of Bulgaria. Why I'm saying Boris? You remember where's Boris? He become king of Bulgaria.
One more thing I must tell you, talking about Bulgaria was the only country, thanks to Boris, that Jews haven't been killed.
Yes, he actually said to them, we don't want to defend them.
He defend them-ish.
Yeah. They all defended-ish.
No one because Bulgaria was an ally of Hitler.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, you can say that.
Ish.
But, you know...
1990.
Yep.
If I can mention only one.
Yeah.
After 40 years of division, East and West Germany been reunited.
What?
East and West Germany been reunited into one Germany 1990 after 40 years of a split.
Really?
In 1950, the aliens and Russia, you know, built the East Bloc and the West Bloc.
Yeah.
And they cut the famous wall in Berlin.
Uncle Charlie.
Like we had in Jerusalem, and Germany was split to two, East and West. And in 1990, they've been reunited into one country.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
If I had a face like yours, I'd sue my parents.
Are you familiar with the tingly feeling that you get all over your body when you start develop feeling to someone?
If I'm familiar,
you know what it means.
I actually forgot about it. Yeah,
well, it actually means that all your common sense leave your body.
Your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom factory.
Why?
This couple sitting in the restaurant, you know, very romantic, and the woman is whistling to the man, "Please tell me something to make my heart racing." So he told her, "I forgot my wallet."
Say again. So talking to a liberal is
like trying to explain social media to a 70-year-old.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
I'm Dennis Prager, and I invite you to join me and my guests as we debate the state of the world and the issues that really matter. Sunday to Thursday nights, 7 p.m., you've got a date with me right here on your radio on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 18:34, 6:34, and we're here with Eitan. Eitan, what do you have? So, you know, a woman throws her husband, and as he's on his way out the door, she says to him, "Go away from here." And she shouts at him and says, "Go away from here. You are a horrible person." And as he's leaving the door, you know, he packs his bag already now. He's busy leaving the door. And can you imagine that? Busy leaving the door. And as he's walking outside, he says to him, "You know, I wish you're going to have a horrible life. I wish you'll never have nothing good in your life. I wish you'll never have sex in your life." She says, "Do you want me to come back or do you want you to stay? I don't understand now."
You know, it's to do with the reality. So when I came home in the evening, my wife said, "Please, take me to somewhere expensive." So I took her to the petrol station.
Oh, especially now.
That's
what
is
17 bucks, I think, today, yeah?
Yeah, 17. He jumped this, yeah.
17
midnight.
Bucks today.
Today.
Oof. Yo.
It's not that I hate you. It's just that if you were on fire, I'd drink the water.
Good one. One of our listeners asked from God, "For the new year, I want a thin body and fat bank account, and not like last year that you reversed the two."
You know, they say beauty is skin deep. Well, in certain people's cases,
yeah,
it's right to the bone.
Good. Hey.
You know, my wife and I have a secret for having a good marriage. 2 times a week. Going to a very nice restaurant, have good wine, good time. She's doing it on Tuesdays, I do it on Fridays. Everything works.
Good one. So there was one, there was this woman, I must say Polish, because, you know, if you're Israeli, you'll understand what I'm saying. If you're not Israeli, if you're Polish, you shame. Anyway, so this, she says, you know, I sent my husband to the shop to buy potatoes. And on his way, he got a heart attack. So the other woman said, so what did you do? He says, what can I do? I cooked rice.
You know, okay. People are always talking about hate. So, I say, don't hate a beautiful woman just because she's beautiful. Hate your boyfriend looking at the beautiful woman. No,
you're right.
You know, a husband is talking to his wife while she is driving for the first time in her life on the highway. And he's telling her, listen, baby, you have to be careful because they just said on the news, someone is crazy driving against traffic. She said, what are you talking about? So many stupid people driving against the traffic.
You know. Yeah, what's it?
A woman said to me, I like a man who makes me laugh. I said, you should see me naked.
You know, you are a Liverpool supporter.
Me?
Oh, yes. And let's say that you're not a big fan of Manchester United, so I've got for you something nice. So you know my Xbox. So I set the password to Manchester Defense. So the Xbox said, nah, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, the wife says to, you know, my wife says to me, you know, our new neighbor every morning kisses his wife before he leaves work. Why don't you do that? She says, I don't even know her.
You know the saying, if you've got it, flaunt it. Or in certain people's cases, they should rather flaunt to blind people.
You know what the Manchester United fans doing after they won the Championship League? The switching of the PlayStation. It's not there.
So I saw two ganja-smoking boys stealing from their neighbor's clothes from his washing line. So I said, what are you doing? Boys, what are you doing? Says, we're shopping online.
Tell me.
You know, a bank robber.
Yeah.
Is Mark sleeping off and putting it back after he collect the money? He's coming to one guy. He said, you saw my face, huh? He said, yeah, sorry. Boom, he shoot him.
What?
Come to the next one. Did you saw my face? Me? No, but my wife did, huh?
What's it?
I want to... Why Durant pizza come in a square box?
Durant?
Why?
Round pizza come in a square box.
Why is that?
I'm asking you.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you? Okay, there's a reason. There's a reason. You know, let me tell you something. One of the biggest invention is to invent space. So the best invention was for a whiskey bottle to be square, with corners like the Johnny Walker one. You know, you can fit many more Johnny Walker bottles than any other round bottles. So think about it. Maybe that's true. Why.
Okay, yeah, so true. While we're on that subject, last earlier I asked, what's your drink of choice? What's everybody's favorite drink when they go
I know out? My wife's is blood. I told you before. So I don't know what. Mine is water. Sparkling water.
No, man.
Like alcohol. Drink. Lately, I developed a taste.
For Cosmopolitan, I bet.
What is Cosmopolitan? You guys are horrible.
You need to explain because I think he's the only one who doesn't know what is it.
Isn't it tequila, Roy?
Me, I like tequila.
Yes.
No.
What or without lemon
beer.
And salt?
It's lemon and salt. Does it go with tequila?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Don't act all innocent now, Roy.
Only the straight one. If you jump tequila with Sprite, it's a different story. Just don't stand up, huh?
You know, I think my drink of choice, I mean, I don't know. I started drinking like last year. I mean, I never drank before. At the age of 60, I remember.
Okay, so what do you like to drink?
Like Castle Light.
Oh, come on, get real. Oh,
what can I say? I mean, I'm saying the truth. The whole truth,
what's
nothing
yours?
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. Strawberry daiquiri or something.
Okay. Yours, Lachey.
But I can only have two sips.
So virgin daiquiri for you.
Virgin
then.
Daiquiri, yeah.
Savannah.
Savannah.
Without lemon.
Savannah. Rose,
Moshe?
Water.
You know, his surname is Water.
Water. And Sashi's, I know Sashi likes a little bit of a drink.
No, my father's listening. I can't.
No, he doesn't listen.
So, okay, you've sipped. What have you sipped?
I think it depends on
on the
food. Occasion.
Yeah, I mean sometimes I like wine.
Wine.
Yes.
All right. I like wine. Wine is not bad.
But also mojitos are great if you're talking about cocktails or gin and tonics. You can't really go.
Oh yeah, gin and tonic has become a very very popular.
But you got, you know, special people drinking gin, and I think when you look at the gin and tonic drinkers, they're not normal people.
Well, they like gin.
Is gin sweet?
Yeah, gin tonic quite sweet, but it makes, I don't know, it knocks me over like quickly.
I in principle, if I have a Shabbos, I don't drive. I love the sweet red wine. But when I am in Heretz, I love Gold Star because you have to give a man a Gold Star.
You have to give a man a Gold Star.
Not Maccabi and all of this.
Yeah. But tell me now. So let me put a nice song. That song actually, Irene chose it.
Yay!
Hold on a second. Irene chose it. I love that song too. So if you like it, I don't think you can go wrong with this one. So guys, enjoy that one. Black Keys with our music, the Pawn Stars music. So, yeah, if you remember us, yeah, that was our music. So, yeah. So what do we have more today? Today, the time is now already 18:48, 6:48. We've got about a few minutes to go.
Roy.
Yes.
Did you know
a
sharp tongue is no indication of a keen mind? Did you know that?
No.
Now you do.
Okay. All right.
I've got something good for you that you will remember.
How good?
You know what is in
How
common?
Good?
Very good.
All right.
You're going to repeat it to every Manchester All right. fan. So,
you know
what is in common between all of us and the Manchester City fans?
Got no idea.
We all of us going to see the final on TV.
And they
and us will see the final.
That's what's,
of the Premier
what's
League
common.
On TV.
Oh, we will.
Well, they're not going to see it in the stadium, huh?
No, they're not. Why?
Why you think they will get there?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. The rumor said they're not.
To final.
Final game.
Okay.
Boy, well, I got one for you.
Please. Because
Halloween.
that was quite a confusing one, to be honest with you. I'm normally
they
sharp.
They will sit at home and see it. Because Manchester United not going to play. So the only thing they can do is see the final. Now you
okay.
understand.
No, but doesn't matter.
You are here, so you're not in England to go and see
fine,
Liverpool.
It's fine, Ethan. The guys in the at home, they understand.
He's had too analyze much it. To drink.
Yeah. There's too much of this daiquiri. What is it? Yeah. Stop drinking this stuff, man. Yeah. Talk to me.
Okay. Halloween must be a blast for you because you don't have to wear a costume.
Yeah. I feel like go every day.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Now, if money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches?
Not bad. Not bad, I must say.
When a married man saying, I'll think about it, it's mean that he doesn't know what his wife thinking about it.
Oh, is it?
Hey, yeah.
Oh,
need to check
baby,
it out first.
Baby, baby. Yes?
When you crying, nobody notices.
I always cry, Irene, so don't say that.
Okay. You notice.
Yeah.
When you worried, nobody feels your pain.
Nobody feels my pain.
No,
nobody
they don't.
Feels my pain.
And yeah. when you're happy, woohoo, you know, happy.
Yeah.
Nobody sees your smile. But just fart once. Nobody will forget.
Yeah. I'll tell a joke about, I'm not going to tell
you,
this joke.
Roy.
No, yeah.
Didn't you mention something that people never forget? Like the goat? And
you must. That's exactly what I don't want to say.
Oh, sorry.
You have to,
I'll retract it. A little.
You're going to say it's a family show. All right. WhatsApps, guys. WhatsApps. WhatsApp to us. 061-895-1019. Our SMS number 34519. Moshe.
Whoever said that money can't buy happiness simply didn't know where to go shopping.
That's true. Money does make you happy.
You know what the difference between a new wife and a new dog?
No.
What?
Well, after the year, the dog will still be excited to see you.
Well, you know when a girl's really ugly, there is hope for her. She just has to marry rich.
Yeah. She has to marry rich, you mean? Yeah, has
yes,
to.
Of course.
Has to marry rich, yeah. Let me tell you, the girlfriend comes to the guy and says to him, am I pretty or ugly? So he says, you're both. Said, well, what do you mean? So you're pretty ugly.
You know what's the difference between marriage and death?
No.
No.
When you're dead, you're free.
Says Eitan.
I've just unfriended, and listen to this one. This one is a true story. I just unfriended 13 pregnant Facebook friends. I don't want to be friends with people who don't use condoms. Yeah.
Right, so the wife telling her husband when he come home in the evening, come, let's go out tonight and have some fun. So the husband went, that's a great idea, but if you come home first, just remember in the hall, leave the lights on, huh?
Oh, this is bad.
Sorry.
So anyway, so this, the husband and his wife having like an argument, you know, over the breakfast table, but they're shouting at each other, ah, you terrible, you terrible. Says, you know what? You are bad in bed too. And it's like silence, and he leaves the house and slams the door and goes away. Anyway, after some time, you know, he's thinking, you know, he is really bad. He's really feeling bad. So he's trying to call his wife. There's no answer on the telephone. Ring, nothing. No answer. Anyway, he comes in the evening home. He asks her, why didn't you answer the telephone the whole day? He says, no, I was in bed. He's in bed during the day. He says, yes, I was getting a second opinion.
Oh, God, girl.
That's a good one.
And six children?
Yeah. A man, so listen to this. So a man had six children. He was very proud of his great achievement. So he was so proud to himself, so he calls his wife. He started calling his wife mother of six. I mean, instead of calling her like Irene, he called her mother of six dead. Anyway, one day they go to a party, to a great party, and a man decides about time to go home. So he calls her mother of six. She had enough of that crap, and she says to him, father of four, I'm here.
You know, in the 60s, there was a very famous say, make love, not war.
Yes.
They changed it later on, or if you want to do both, get married.
Love and war. That's love and marriage. Yeah. So the man goes to the proctologist, and during the exam, while he's busy there, he says, could you write me a note for my wife saying that my head is not infected up there?
You know, my wife and I took out life insurance, you know, for on each other. Well, now it's only a game of waiting.
Oh, waiting.
That's really reality in a way.
Oh, unless she puts some cyanide in your food
Drink. Don't give his wife ideas. She's got bad ideas, you know, as it is.
Listen, and this one you probably heard, or every man heard it sometime in his life. Yeah. His wife telling him, but I told you I will be back in 5 minutes. Stop calling me every half an hour.
Yeah. I like that, Eitan.
But it's true.
You know,
it is true.
You know, Anne Bancroft, she says, the best way to get most husbands to do something is to suggest that perhaps they're too old to do it. Yeah, I'm serious. Like if my wife says to me, you know, the window needs fixing. But I'm scared you're going to go up there. I mean, you most probably will fall. Me? I'll never fall. That kind of thing. You know, that I'm not old.
No, you would say I'd fall and break my neck. So best you call in somebody.
It's called the guy.
It's called reverse psychology.
Yeah, something like that.
If you don't mind, one last on Manchester for tonight. What's the similarity between Manchester United fans and the 3-pin plugs?
No idea.
They're both useless in Europe, huh?
Oh, Eitan, good one.
And in the States.
It's a Liverpool house.
And in the States.
Good one.
A man who have a pierced ear is better prepared for marriage. They've experienced pain and bought jewelry. What do you say?
It's
not
so
bad,
true.
Not bad. Yeah. So you say, you know, that was Rita Runda. Yeah, and Benjamin Franklin says, keep your eyes open before the wedding, half shut afterwards. That's Benjamin Franklin. I mean, he's a clever guy. Why say that? By all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you'll be happy. If you get a bad one, you become a philosopher. This is Socrates. I mean, you can't fault him.
You know the similarity between a mascara and boyfriend?
No idea.
Well, they both run in the first sign of emotions.
Very true.
Now there's like an unrunnable mascara, you know that.
Yes, waterproof.
Stuck forever.
Oh, yes. Aitan, I love this. Roy, yes. When he speaks about a watch, he says it's waterproof instead of water resistant.
I do say water resistant, don't say waterproof.
Oh, you always call it waterproof.
Well, you know what? As long as the customer like it, it's alright.
Exactly. They love it. They listen to every word.
And then they go home and tell their wife it's a waterproof.
Yes, they do.
My wife is dressed to kill. She cooks the same way. Yeah, let me tell you. Some people send us nice stuff. Carry on, guys, carry on. Oh, it's already 6:57. And even Nicole is putting a bra, shirts back on, so.
From the best service lady. I've
got to get ready to run just like my mascara.
You know, I was married by a judge. I should have asked for jewelry. about my wife, a new car. She called and said, there's water in the carburetor. I said, where's the car? Says, I'm in the lake.
Oh, no wonder.
Guys, I just want to say goodbye. Yeah, go, guys, go quick.
Remember, we talked about this earlier. My wife and I agreed never to go to bed angry with each other.
Yeah.
So far, we are awake for 3 weeks.
Oh, my word.
Oh, not bad. Eh?
3 weeks.
Well, it's counting.
You know, Clint Eastwood says something, and I like Clint Eastwood. He says, there's only, the only way to get, to have an happy marriage is as soon as I learn what it is, I'll get married again. That's what he said. What is it?
Sorry.
The secret of happy marriage remains a secret. That's Henry Youngman. I don't know him, but he was clever. He was clever. He's not with us anymore. His wife killed him, but he's not with us.
She must have used apple seeds, because did you know apple seeds have
cyanide? How do you know?
How do you know? I know many, many.
So do you grind a lot of them? How many do you have for me? All right. Guys, I want to say goodbye. The time is
tomorrow,
now
9 o'clock.
Yeah, tomorrow 9 o'clock is a date with the porn star. So be here on 101.9, your favorite station. And just to say goodbye, I want you just to keep with this music of.
And for me, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom to all of you. Have plenty of fun, guys. Shabbat Shalom.